So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search. Welcome to Real Talk with Rachel Autry, where I invite you to join me to delight in life by finding joy right where we are. Today, I'm with one of my friends and also, I'd say girl boss, but I feel like girl boss is so out. I hate that term.
You're a girl boss.
You're more than that. Okay. Caitlin Bentley. She and I are going to talk all about soul sister things, taking care of your body, but don't unplug because it's so much more than that too. Like, honoring you, being true to you, all of it. There's definitely going to be moments in here that you think, oh, me too. I'm glad I'm not alone. We're going to cut the fluff and have so much fun real talk. And just so people know, and just so you know, I don't know if you do know this, but this is my first, I think, well, besides, okay, I'll say this. This is my first normal in-person interview.
Wow, debut. Woo, I love it.
No pressure. Like, I was checking everything before we got started. Yeah. I was like, this has to be right.
I would have never known.
The cords have to be plugged in. The camera's got to be right. Because I'm like, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. You're doing
it. It's so fun.
It is.
Thanks for being in my space.
Thanks.
Yeah. We got to walk down and get an iced coffee from Hero Donuts.
We did.
Which is our neighbor.
Yeah.
Cheers. And Caitlin's a iced Americano girl with half and half.
I ebb and flow. Sometimes it's a latte. Sometimes
what's your treat?
Americano.
Like if you were going to splurge or like do something fun.
Vanilla or caramel latte for sure.
Yeah. Hot or iced?
I feel like iced.
Still iced.
Even if
it's cold.
Even if it's cold. I did get an iced coffee when it was like the 12 degree day and that was a mistake.
So, a little weird.
If it's 12 degrees, right. Hot, but otherwise iced. Yeah.
At Starbucks, if I'm going through the line, they're like, iced or hot? They're like, you're probably going to say hot. Sometimes I'm like, Actually.
I'm going to say iced.
Like, okay. So anyways, you felt spicy today.
Yeah.
So fun. Okay. Tell us a bit about you, Caitlin.
Yes. Okay.
And I'll fill in any gaps that I think are important.
Thank you. Okay.
Go.
So I am a wife and mom, first and foremost. I have two kids, 18 months apart, who are 3 and almost 2. So life is very interesting right now.
We're about, like, I'm one step behind you.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch you do it.
The little one is getting, she's almost 2. So like she's getting real wild and she was such a calm newborn. And now we're like,
who are you?
What happened? Mm-hmm. But it's really fun. We live in Birmingham. We have been here since we've been married. And I also own a fitness studio brand called True 40 Fitness, which you come to every now and again. And we love it.
I know. I'm like, this podcast interview is coming at the perfect time because I think it's been like a few weeks since I've stepped in the studio.
That's fine.
Not that there's any shame or shade, but I'm like, I'm convicted.
Your gentle reminder that you can come back whenever you want.
I know people like will sometimes DM me, be like, you haven't been in True 40. Like, do you still go? I'm like, yes. I still endorse. Just like my life is wild.
You've been a traveling lady.
I know. Anyways. Okay. Keep going. So True 40 is your baby.
Yes.
Your third
it's my baby. And it's really just the space that I feel like I need, where it's a community that moves to celebrate movement and because it feels good and not because we need to look a certain way or fit into anything or punish our bodies. And so I kind of made the sanctuary that I needed. And fortunately, it seems like other people need that too.
Yeah, 100%. There's so many people that need it, which is why I think it's been fun.
Yeah.
And I think we met at the actual beginning of True 40.
Yeah.
We met when the Cahaba Heights studio was a thing.
Yeah.
And you were managing.
Yeah.
Under Allie.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wild.
How long ago was that?
Eight years.
No.
Yeah,
way.
Almost 8 years. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was my first intro to True 40. And I remember I had just moved to Birmingham. Yeah. We were living at the Summit, which is why.
Yes.
Was like,
yeah. Because you're right there.
I think
there.
I literally Googled like gyms close to me or studios close to me because I'm not a gym girl. Like I need the instruction. I love a good community, the challenge, all of it. And so found True 40 and I went and was like, this is different. But even I feel like the way that it has evolved and the ways that you've been like, okay, here's some more gaps I found. Here's how I'm going to fill them. Tweak it to make it my own because it is now your own.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
And and it's been an interesting journey because I always knew I wanted my own business. I just didn't know what in. And I used to work in corporate PR and had like a really nice, cushy corporate job. Yeah. And then found True 40 and I started originally as the manager of the Cahaba Heights studio. And then I became the first franchisee. And then I moved into master trainer. So I was training all the trainers. And then I acquired the whole brand New Year's Eve 2022. So it's been like
unreal.
Full stop, unreal. Now I have the whole thing, which still I'm like, it's been a little over a year, but every day I'm like, pinch me. But it's been so amazing. And it's been really cool to touch like truly every role in the business. And just I have such amazing vision for the future. And I'm so excited about it.
Okay. You mentioned something. You said you created the sanctuary that you needed.
Yeah.
What was it that you needed? Because I think one of my favorite things about having people on the show, specifically friends on my show, is I've been able to be a part of like inner workings of your life, not just see what you decide to put on stage or on social media or like whatever.
Yeah.
And chances are, and not even chances, I just know this, but like people listening probably are seeking out similar sanctuary or like something different. And I think that this movement, especially in like exercise, fitness, diet culture has been such a trendy topic. People are starting to finally ask some good questions and seek some health that is the actual health rather than what's been preached always.
Right.
So what was it that you needed that maybe someone listening could identify with?
Yeah, I think like at its base level, I wanted a type of movement that I didn't feel like I had to do, but I enjoyed doing and that made me feel good and not just feel good physically, but like mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Yes.
Feel connected to other people, feel like a part of something, you know, not just somewhere where I'm like coming in after a long day of work and I'm getting my workout in and I'm leaving and just something I had to add on to my to-do list of the day. Yes. It's an experience when you walk in and you're with a bunch of like-minded, for us, mostly other women, and you just feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah, it's important. And too, when you're in a class, like a studio type setting, to be able to have those other people that are cheering you on for the reasons you want to be cheered on.
Yes.
Not to like meet a PR or like, or lose weight or whatever the goals are that people come in with.
Right. And we love celebrating our community, but we love celebrating their birthdays or their weddings or their babies that are being born or their 100th class or their 1,000th class. We celebrate those milestones and it's been really fun to not focus so much on the PR or the reps or the speed and just truly celebrate like who people are and what's going on in their lives.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking from experience,
here's
where I think that I have seen this tilt towards real health in my own life. And I even hesitate talking about this because the last thing I want people to think or know or whatever, assume, is that I grew up in like a toxic house around us. And that's not it. Like we love Teresa.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Teresa and Teresa. Bill. But I will say that like the conversation around fitness was so incredibly different
when
we were growing up.
Yeah.
It was about jean size. It was about the fastest way that you can shred it. It was about, I mean, like even all of the names of the programs
yes
were built around like being skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I personally, I don't know if you would call it, I don't think it was an eating disorder maybe, but in college, I was in the pageant world.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew this about me.
I think I do.
Fun fact.
I need some photos, please.
I'll like check the show notes. Maybe you'll get lucky and see something. But like literally bikini on stage in heels. And so
of course,
I want to be what people think I should be.
Right.
Like that is so vulnerable. And so I guess that was my motivation.
Yes.
It was like being on a stage
in
a bikini and heels, not do I feel good?
Yeah.
Do I wake up in the morning and feel refreshed? Can I lift something just normal in my life and feel strong?
Yeah.
Like, what is it about me that is the why behind why I'm working out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I'm going on a tangent.
No, the why is amazing.
Why is so important? Craig Rochelle has a podcast, the Leadership Podcast.
Oh, I love Craig.
If you listen. Yeah, Craig's great. We love you, Craig. I just sent it to Thomas because like, okay, must listen.
Yeah.
It's called 3 Habits of Consistent Leaders. And he basically talks about creating a habit, especially if it's around your body.
Yeah.
It's important to have a why, not a what.
Yes.
So if we've written off what's as whys.
Yeah.
Yes. You know,
yeah.
So that I'll fit in my wedding dress. That's not a why.
No.
That doesn't count.
No.
That's a what.
Yeah.
Or what other what's could you think of? Like that people maybe
that I want to look good in a bikini this summer, or I want to fit in this bridesmaid dress, or you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Or even like look good
to
someone else's standards. Or
to someone else's standards. That's the key. And it's funny you mentioned the why, because last year, I mean, as we all do, I kind of went through just a period where like True 40 is my biggest accountability, because I have to fight the urge every day when I'm getting up and I'm like, well, I need to look a certain way because I own a fitness studio brand. Mm-hmm. And so the way that True 40 is created fights back on that. And it's like, no, that is not what we preach to clients. Right. And I don't need to look a certain way. I need to feel a certain way.
That's so
good. And that's an example to other people. And so last year I went down, what is my why? And it took a long time, because at first I started with the why I want to look good. Well, for who? What is good? That's so subjective. And I finally drilled it down to my why is that I want to be at peace in my body. And that's it.
Good.
I don't care what size jean I am. I just want to be at peace wherever I am, because growing up, and especially as we were raised, I mean, 90s kids, it was just like, it was different.
It was like Nickelodeon, you know, and diets.
Yeah, Nickelodeon and tab sodas and diets, yes. So yes, my why was to feel at peace in my body, still is to be at peace in my body. And so again, like having a fitness studio has really held me accountable to reaching that goal. And because I have 2 kids, my youngest is my daughter, and I want her to view her body as something that is worthy and beautiful as it is always. That's with so no good. Conditions. And so beginning of last year, I haven't stepped on a scale since January of 2023. So happy 1 year. and I ditched my Apple Watch last year because I was realizing as I was journeying for peace that no matter what the scale said, it wasn't bringing me peace, because either it was a quote good number and then I was terrified to hold on to that number, or it was a bad number and I needed to fix myself and my body, which is not peaceful at all.
No.
And same thing with the watch. Not that, you know, there's definitely seasons where that type of feedback can absolutely be useful and helpful. But for 100%. Me, it was serving more as telling me what I could be doing better, or that I wasn't doing good enough, or that I should be doing. And so I just said, you know what, if I'm going to feel at peace in my body, then I need to tune into what my body is telling me. And I feel so out of touch with that. And all this extra feedback is not helping me figure that out. So I'm still on the journey. Do not have it figured out by any means.
Right.
But I do feel just more connected to myself, to what my body like needs, what feels good in my body, what my body wants. And it's definitely a day-to-day process, but we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
And I think what I'm hearing you say is there's so much of this conversation that, I don't know, I think we all love like a rubric, or we all love a 10 steps.
Yeah.
We all love, just tell me how to do it and I'll copy and paste it in my own life. Okay, Caitlin, sounds good. I'll stop wearing my own Apple Watch. I'll step off the scale. Like, I'll blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but that might not even fix it for you if you don't first establish do some the dating.
Why. Yeah.
And establish your why. Because I think just as much as it could be a good why, like for you, which was to have peace in my body, mm-hmm. for someone, if they're honest with themselves, their why might even be something like, because I need to be accepted.
Yeah.
So maybe Absolutely. That's why you feel this urge mm-hmm. for whatever it is that you're reaching for. But like, okay, well, what does acceptance look like? And does acceptance really revolve around what you look like?
Yeah.
Is it maybe more about who you are rather than what, like what you're portraying or what you're putting out there?
And yeah,
so that can be found outside of a gym.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, just having more conversations in our own minds with our own selves, like who am I? Who do I want to mm-hmm. be? And what is it going to take to get there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends, when I have bad body image days, she tells me every time, your weight and how you look is literally the least interesting thing about you. Yes. I'm like, tell me again, because I need to hear it. Yeah. And, you know, my husband will tell me too. It's just mm-hmm. like, I wish you could see you how I see you, because truly, like, mm-hmm. what a scale says or what size you fit in does not matter. But it's so hard to break into our own brains with that sometimes yeah. because for some reason we think it does, or it's tied to acceptance, or mm-hmm. it's tied to our worth. And I used to tell my husband on my bad days, like, I feel like my brain is broken. Like, how do I unbreak? Like, I want to be mm-hmm. healthier about this. And I think I've learned that it truly is just like a step-by-step and day-by-day mm-hmm. thing. And yeah. it's taken a long time for kind of our mindsets to get built this way. So it's going to take a little time to
just
unbuild
be kind
it.
To yourself yeah. in yeah. the process. I have heard this too, and it's so true. I think whenever I was doing my own like rewriting of the script.
Rewriting, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Which was like, my body is actually something I had the least control over.
Truly. And especially going through pregnancies very close together, as we both did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or even like miscarriage, or this world is broken. So God forbid, like illness or autoimmune yeah. disease or cancer, mm-hmm. or whatever it is that we're going to experience in this body that someone reminded me recently, like we're told even in scripture, like the earth is groaning.
Yeah.
Even us.
Yeah.
Like even our bodies every day are groaning to be like, I'm not. This ain't it. I'm like, exactly. So then how can we build a bulletproof life that has so much more, like we have control over more than just our bodies. And yeah. sometimes we think it's our body and it's not.
Yeah.
So anyways, I wanted to say that.
I love that.
And I wanted to also add, so like part of my story, which you know, mm-hmm. when we moved to Oklahoma, I famous last R.I.P. words. When I moved to Oklahoma, sorry for all my Okie girlies. I just like, we didn't thrive, but it's okay. But part of the reason why it was so difficult for me was because we had walked through miscarriage like right after we had
yeah.
gotten there.
Yeah.
I saw such a difference in my body with like hormones and weight and my hair and my skin, and like felt so out of control in my own body.
Yeah.
And I finally, when I sought health and like figured out some of the reasons why things were happening or whatnot. And even after I got pregnant with Oliver, my body was happy. And so, and this isn't a sign that your body is happy, but like I started to see my body differently, not only with like my eyes, but my jeans were bigger. And like I could tell that I was losing weight.
Yeah.
It was never like a goal. It kind of happened like secondhand mm-hmm. or whatnot. But it was so funny because I think so many people became interested in like what I was doing.
You look great. What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, are you like doing a program or where are you working
right.
out? And I'm like, it almost hurt my feelings. So I even said to myself, the girl that was heavier or like looked different or had to wear a different size jeans or dress or shirt.
Yeah.
Actually was one of the strongest I'd ever felt in my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm really emotional because I was going through something that I felt so strong because I was watching my body do what it was made to do in the midst of loss, in the midst of grief, in the midst of carrying life for a moment, that I respected my body
yeah.
no matter if it was bigger than I thought it was going to be. And now that I'm in a space where I'm like, my jeans are looser, I'm having to buy new clothes because I did lose the weight inadvertently.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that like, that wants to be people's conversation. And I'm
right.
like, I don't think you want to know.
Yeah.
And I would never put you through what I went through to get my body to the place it is now.
Right.
And I just think when we play that comparative game, I'm like, you know,
yes.
I don't think people get it. Like, I don't think people see it.
Well, and I've talked about this with my sweet therapist many times, but
and shout out to Jess. Sit on the couch if you need to.
But she has told me, you know, like our society is built in a way that you get the most feedback on your body when you are shrinking it. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy, inadvertently or not. But that then turns on a loop in our heads where if we're not getting the feedback, have we gained weight? Right, Do we not look good anymore?
Yes.
In society standards. And it's wild. And I had this thought actually last week. I remember after I had my son, it took me about 9 months for me. I'm going to say this phrase. I'm going to say what's wrong with it. I said, I finally feel like my body is mine again. Like I'm back in my body, quote unquote. And I was thinking about it last week and it hit me and I was like, I was always in my body. I was always in it. And you were always in yours. And our body is doing so many amazing things for us all the time. And there's going to be times it needs to change based on whatever's going on in our life. I mean, that can be stress, illness. It can be happy weight. It can be whatever our body needs at the time. It's going to change. And we're not here to look the same for our entire lives. And we're always in our body. And so turning to celebrate and support our body rather than think it needs to be a certain way for us to be able to be happy with it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I'm not sure what just bloomed in the air, but my allergies have been so out of control. I so badly want to live the life where I can keep my doors open with this perfect spring weather and I'm able to roll around in the grass outside with my littles and live a life without the gross congestion. But when my allergies are at their worst, I start having to compromise on life. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongests your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I love that Claritin has an option for non-drowsy relief of allergy symptoms. With Claritin D, you can still make the most of your day without compromise. This means that I can have my windows down car dance sessions with my boys and help with yard work without the symptoms of my allergies popping up out of nowhere. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Is huge.
Huge. And then if we even take a faith approach, we think like, I didn't even create my body.
No.
So I can't create my body to be what I want my body to be.
Yeah. We were given this body.
We were given this body. So like, how do I steward it? So we're not saying like, okay, girl, you go out there, you do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
That's not the permission we're giving you. We're giving you the permission to let go of whatever quota, standard, narrative, normal you've placed in your mind for your body to be, because your body has been created to do things we are probably never even going to be able to know that it's doing.
Yes.
My body could be fighting off something right now that I'll never experience, praise God, because my God created a body to do what it's doing right now.
Yeah.
And if it fluctuates by 3 pounds, 5 pounds, 15, 20, however many, but it kept me safe.
It's healing you.
Yeah. It's healing me.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do. So I just think we forget that it's so much more than what we look like, and it's so much more about how we feel. And if we want to take it a step further, it's so much more about how do we honor God with what we have.
Yeah.
That's being kind to it, taking care of it, getting the sleep we need, eating the nutrients because we know it's going to give us fuel, not because it's going to make us shrink.
Right.
So it's so much more.
Yeah. And when you take care of your body, you feel better and you're able to do more. You're able to serve more. You're able to connect with other people more.
Yes.
It all ties together. And I feel like when we get in the loop of restricting or trying to shrink our body to what we think it needs to look like, sometimes that isn't taking care of mm-hmm. your body, and you're mm-hmm. not going to feel great, and you're going to be weak or tired or not able to do what you're put on this earth to do mm-hmm. and serve your purpose.
So good. Oh, so good. I'm like, again, repeat. Someone needs to like press the, what is it? Like the backwards 30 seconds and like re-listen. But it's so true. And something you had brought up, which I think is so beautiful, with like even motherhood has given me a fresh perspective and vision.
Yeah.
I'm like, my littles are watching me talk, watching me eat, watching me body check.
Yeah.
Watching me look in the mirror.
Yeah. And my three-year-old, he'll repeat things that I didn't think he heard. And right. so it's really made me start.
Humbling.
Yes. It's humbling. Yep. And if I want my kids to have a better view of
yeah.
their bodies than I grew up having, then I have to get it right for myself starting now. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a challenge, but it's been, I mean, just a great, it's, your kids are a mirror, you know, and it's
so good.
It's nice to be challenged to do this for them, because I will do anything for my kids. I'm like, well, I might not be able to do it for myself,
but I'll do it for them. Yeah. Yeah. Like I want them to stand on my shoulders. And mm-hmm. if that's with education, if that's like, you know, generational wealth, like whatever, but it's also about health,
yeah.
mental, physical,
yeah.
all the things. Like, I want you to know more than I knew.
Yes.
I want you to feel healthier than I felt. Whatever it is, it's just so good. Which even like controls the conversation around like our plate,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, look how colorful.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Or oh, broccoli is so good for your, I'm like, what are, I literally Google, I'm what like, what are green good things?
For? Yeah.
I'm like, wow,
eyesight.
Broccoli, yeah. like, broccoli is so good for your eyesight. Blueberries are so good for your blood. Like,
yeah.
things like that. And so it's like, that's why we're eating the good things for us more than just the fact that they're good.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Really good. It kind of makes it curious, interesting. And then also, I think, again, goes back to the whole conversation about our creator. Like, it's just so fascinating when you get to know these things bigger than like the frivolous reason
yeah.
that we've maybe grown up to them.
Yeah.
So, anywho, I love it. One of the things that I think True 40 has taught me going back to the gym
yeah.
is like you'll see so many different body types, colors of people, hair types, like moms,
ages,
yeah. yes, ages. Oh, I love the age mm-hmm. part. It's so diverse. And it's so fun to see all these different women doing the same thing, modifying how they're needing mm-hmm. to modify. So mm-hmm. if I'm having a good day, I'm like, heck yeah. Like I feel so strong.
Yeah.
And then there's some days where I'm like, I don't feel strong, but I know that I am because I showed up today.
Yeah.
I think I literally, it's so funny. I think everything has happened in a True 40 class for me. I've started my period in a True 40 class. I walked out halfway and Sydney was like, are you okay? I was like, y'all have tampons in the
bathroom? Sure
like,
do.
Yeah, we do. So I go back in and I like literally don't even plank. I just do child's pose the rest of the class.
Great.
But like, it's great because like that's what makes me feel strong.
Yeah.
I've definitely like cried in a True 40 class.
Same.
Uh-huh. I think I felt Oliver kick for the first time.
Oh my gosh, that's gonna make me cry. I just got chills. That's so
like,
sweet.
It's when we were laying on our back, and I wasn't doing abs because
yeah.
I was already doing abdomen workouts the whole day when I was pregnant. But I was just like sitting there. I had my hand on my tummy, and he was really happy with whatever was happening, and he kicked, and I was like,
oh my gosh.
I know, it was really cute. Anyways, so many things have happened, and I think it's because there's been a space that's been built for people to be the best version of themselves.
That's
and I just want you to be honored for that, because that's hard work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
To create a space like that. And there was this one time when I complimented a girl on her outfit, because it was like a matching set.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And like totally different person, body size, body shape. Like we were different. Like if you were to line this up side by side. The reason I think that she had such a cute set on was like maybe sure like the set, whatever. But I think it was that she was wearing it confidently.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of the key to it. If someone is listening and they're like, but I just like, I still want to be cute.
Right.
I think that like we're women.
Yeah.
And like, I want to be loved and admired and adored and be
yes.
like, oh my gosh, she's so cute.
Yeah.
So like, I think that that's a big, I don't know, insecurity thing
yeah.
that we're thinking through. But it's so funny that like the women on the beach where I'm like, I love that bathing suit.
It's always confidence.
It has nothing to do with their body. It has everything to do with how, like literally how they're wearing it.
Yeah.
You know, like
yes.
chasing their kid down the beach. I'm not looking at the way their leg jiggles. Like
yeah,
I think about
no.
the way mine does.
It, yeah.
It's just so fascinating that when we get ourselves out of our own bodies, we realize like how beautiful others
yes.
are.
And I think about that often when, I mean, my work attire is athleisure. So when I'm putting on my leggings and my top in the morning, you know, there's mornings where I'll wake up and be like, oof, I feel bloated today, or I'm about to start my period, or like, I really ate all the pizza last night. I need to wear like a loose top. And I've had to take myself out of that and say, no, you know, our clients walk in confidently. So am I. Even if I don't feel it, like, I'm going to wear my cute set because I like my set. And I'm, even if sometimes I don't feel as confident as I'm trying to act, I want to make it a safe place for everyone to come as they are like that. So sometimes I have to challenge myself to practice what I try to preach to the community.
Good. I think you shared her either online or like in person with me. Who is the girl on Instagram that posts Real Body?
She is amazing. Her Instagram name is Molly A. Fit. And Molly is M-O-L-L-Y.
Okay.
She's British, actually, but she is like, half her content is strength training that she does. And the other half is showing like in the gym, it'll be like a picture of her lifting a weight and
it's like you real see, posture. Like,
her abs above her leggings. You're like, man, she looks good. And then she'll be like 1 minute later and she'll pull her leggings down and like her belly is
hanging out
like all of ours do. And she's like, this is also my body. And it's literally 1 minute apart. And so she just celebrates how so much of what we see, especially as we all know on social media, it's a pose or it's a really tight legging or it's something that we're doing to look a certain way. The pose. And her body, and it's something she does such a good job of celebrating, is her body is good in both of those photos.
That's right. And literally the same.
And
a minute
apart. Exact same. Yeah, it's the same body. And it's, I love her content. Every time I open Instagram and she's up there, I'm like, oh, yay.
Yay. Because I think there was somebody actually in studio one time that was wearing a top. And like when we were doing the opening breaths or whatever, like more of their midriff showed and like saw her stretch marks and she didn't adjust. I don't even remember who it was. She didn't adjust. She didn't like pull it back up. She didn't like do less of a breath so that it didn't happen again.
Yeah.
She did it. Like she was full commit on the jumping jacks, like all the things. And it made me almost take a deep breath to be like, okay, like my stretch marks are welcome here. So what if we could be those leaders for somebody else's freedom too?
Yeah.
But just being us and embracing the warrior wounds, Thomas calls them from like,
oh, I love that.
Women like carrying babies in life. Like there's just so much that I think we, as women, we as a Real Talk community, like can play a huge part.
Yeah.
And so practically, I want you to like spit out some practicals.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I love that so much. That's so good. If we can just like be ourselves,
be us.
Be us. Yeah. Like then that, and not feel like we need to alter us, like just show up as we are, I think is huge. Also another practical way and something I've been trying to do is we've all been guilty of what we talked about earlier. When you see a friend who's maybe lost some weight saying like, oh, what are you doing? So I've tried to just stop feedback at all towards my friends' bodies. Like I would never say anything negative, of course, but like even positive, and instead focus on like, your smile looks beautiful today.
You're glowing.
Yeah. You're glowing today. Your eyes look really blue in that shirt. You look happy today. Or like, your energy is fun today. Something that has nothing to do with their body. And that's a practice, but that's a really so good way to be able to shift that, to start talking that way about yourself too. Something else that has been really hard for me, but I've been committed to it the last year, is when I get out of the shower, if I can just look in my eyes in the mirror and just say, I love you. It's a lot more powerful than it sounds. And sometimes it's hard to look in your own eyes, you know? And just being able, you know, I try to do this straight out of the shower. So no clothes on and just like, I love you. Like, that's it. There's no conditions. And that's been really, really powerful for me this past year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else practically. I think the showing up as yourself is huge. It's like the number one thing that you can do. And not feeling like you need to adjust the leggings or you need to untuck your sweater because your lower belly is puffy. Like just being you and showing up as you are and celebrating that in other people.
So good. we do, we're like doing affirmations with Maddox in the car on the way to school. I'm like, out of all the videos that have gone viral, that's like the one. I'm like, yeah. It's always the airplane videos. I'm like, dadgummit. Like, I don't care about airplanes. But this one has gotten a lot of traction. I'm really grateful because it starts conversation around like who we are. Mm-hmm. And one of the things, the very beginning says, I'm not what I do. I'm not what I have. I'm not what people say about me.
I love that.
I am the beloved of God. It's who I am. Yeah. Nothing can take that away from me. I don't need to earn it. Like, I don't have to worry or hurry. Like, it's all these things. And it's that idea, like, I'm not what people say about me. My story, like, who I am, my purpose, my calling has already been written. No one can take that away from me.
Yeah.
Is a relief, because I think that that's a lot of the striving and the earning and the losing and the toning and
the
worrying comes from like, am I good enough? And so the belief, you are good that someone literally died to be with you and to know you, and that has to be good enough for you.
Yeah.
It's just really cool and powerful. And I love that. I'm trying to even think of like other practicals. I would say unfollow people on social media.
Yes.
That maybe make it hard for you to accept yourself, and nothing wrong with them.
No.
Like, for no other reason than it's just not helpful for you.
And sometimes I feel like I had a hard time identifying who those people were when I first started thinking about this. And a practical tip that it's helped me is if I'm scrolling and if I notice like I'm just feeling stressed or kind of just bleh or
not enough,
not good. Sure. Yeah. Then I'll maybe scroll up and look at what I just went past and say like, okay, do I need to be following
Caitlin.
This person? Could I mute them? You know, could I maybe just get off Instagram for a few days, or could I limit my time? Something just to kind of step back, because I've noticed that I've done a lot less scrolling lately, because I've noticed when I do spend time, I'm not feeling good. And so I've been trying to investigate a little bit, but just kind of noticing that and looking at your feed and adjusting as you need to.
That's so good. And I want to also preface this that we're saying women a lot because this is like the world we live in / we are women. So like there's that. But I think this conversation is so much more. It's for men too. It's
absolutely
for the guys. For men too. I just think the guys struggle. I've heard this before. I think Jess Connolly said this. She wrote a book called Breaking Free from Body Shame.
I've heard of it.
It's all good.
Okay.
She said that it's not that men struggle less with this, it's that they don't talk about it as much.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They are taught to be quieter about it. And so, they hold it in, but it applies to them too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, let's champion our husbands and our boyfriends and our brothers and like the people, our coworkers in this too. Like,
yeah.
Not a weird way. Don't be weird, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be weird. Yeah. But this is a bigger idea that, again, like, we can be leaders in this by just showing up as us.
Yeah.
Accepting us first, because then it's going to be easier to accept other people when we see our own brokenness and we accept us anyways. We're going to be less judgmental, have less expectations for others, and pursue health. Like, we are saying that. Like, eat the greens.
Yeah.
Like, go sweat.
Move your body.
It feels good.
Yeah.
And because it's the best way we can.
It's the why.
Honor us.
Yeah.
It's the why.
Yeah.
Not the what.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a sticky word right there. Okay. I have a fun question. This is like one of my fun ones. Probably nothing that we talked about before, but it could be.
Okay.
What is something you're loving that you have to share with our friends that are listening? Anything.
I have such a random one. It's a product.
Go.
I have been loving castor oil. Have you heard
of castor oil? For what? Okay. The only thing I've known about castor oil is that.
Is when you're like trying to go into labor to drink it.
False induce you.
Listen, it can do everything. So I've been like putting it on. Okay, so it's oil, and you think like, oh, this would be horrible on my skin, but it's a zero on the comedogenic scale or whatever.
Is that like the toxin scale? What is that?
No, that's like the like gonna break you out scale. It's a zero on that. So it's not gonna break you out.
Never heard of this scale before. Great.
But I put it on like any little lines. I also have been putting it on my eyebrows. It's made my eyebrows thicker. It's made my nails grow. You put it on your cuticles.
What?
You can like put it in your belly button while you sleep, and it detoxes your liver. It can, if you Google castor oil, it can literally do everything, but you need organic castor oil.
Where do you get yours?
It's a website called Queen of Thrones, but you can also go to Amazon. So I can send you the link for the show notes if you want it. So random, but it's like, it's like what collagen does.
Wait, that's
like,
amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's super cheap.
Well, you think back to even like primal days and you're like, those people didn't have retinol.
Yeah. So, no, like, what castor oil.
I'm like, how do those people do it? That's so fun.
So random.
Oh, girl.
But that is like my top thing I've been loving lately.
Everyone adds castor oil to cart. Like, if there's like an uptick in the castor oil market, we're like Caitlin Bentley on Real Talk.
We need an affiliate link.
Truly. Okay. Also, for our Birmingham girls.
Yes.
Shameless plug. Y'all come to True 40.
Yeah. Come. We also have a location in Auburn and Tuscaloosa. That's in right. Alabama. Yes.
So. Why do I forget? Birmingham's not the only place in the world.
And we also have an on-demand library online. So even if they're not here, they can use
that in Mississippi.
Yeah. They can log on and do some of our classes from afar, but we're looking to expand. So we want more studio partners in our franchise network. There's a page on our website. So if anybody thinks this would be a good thing to bring to their city or their town, we would love to chat.
It would be a good thing to bring to your city or your
town. I think so.
I think someone, I'm like, if you're listening to this and you're in Columbia, South Carolina and feel the nudge, do it.
Do it.
Because I, like every time I go back to Columbia, I've tried them.
Yeah.
Like people are going to be like, but have you tried? Yes.
Yes.
I have.
I know.
It's just not.
We hear that a lot. And I'm like, I'm just so excited to expand, not for any type of financial gain. I mean, yes, like.
That's a fun part.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But I am just so excited about bringing the magic of this community to other cities and working with other women who are going to own their own studios and be able to partner with me is just like, that's what wakes me up in the morning. I'm so excited. Yes. So
it's a culture thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. Oh, yes. If you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Talk to your son. Yeah. Talk to Caitlin. Oh, yeah. And buy the castor oil.
Buy the castor oil.
Oh, that was fun.
It was fun.
Thanks so much for listening to another episode with us. It would mean the most if you took 30 seconds and left us a 5-star review in whatever platform that you're listening in right now. It's one of the best and free ways that you can love on us. So don't forget that anything we mention in today's episode, from resources, products, and more, can all be found in our show notes at realtalkwithrachel.com. For more updates, behind the scenes, and fun chats, head over to Instagram and follow us at Real Talk Podcast.